This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God will change a man's heart just for you. In this series, we've been talking about taking action, whether it's starting with a change of heart or simply just doing the next right thing. We see that when we take action, God in turn takes action too, and sometimes it results in Him changing a man's heart just for you. And this reminds me about the time when Paul and Silas were arrested for spreading the good news. To make sure they couldn't escape, the jailer put them in the inner dungeon of the jail. But shortly after midnight, there was a great earthquake and the prison was shaken at its foundation. All of the doors flew open and the chains flew off all the prisoners. The jailer was deeply shaken by the whole incident. He ran down to the dungeon where Paul and Silas were being kept and knelt before them and asked, what did he need to do to be saved? Of course, Paul responded that he needed to confess to Christ, and not only would he be saved, but his family would be saved too. Here's what's interesting, though. The jailer who had thrown Paul and Silas into the inner dungeon earlier that day came to wash their wounds later that night. So let us not shy away from an assignment because we believe a person's heart is too hard. Instead, put those hearts in God's hands and remember these words, I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, Ezekiel 11:19. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that your God is in the business of changing hearts.